Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell, here with my husband, Apostle Benny. Grateful and thankful to be with you all again on this evening for another empowering conversation. I want to thank each and every person who has called in on these last few weeks. Last week, we had a phenomenal conversation with some couples, amen, where we talked about it's all about the relationship, and it was amazing. There were some deep conversations that came as a result of that conversation, and I believe that lives and relationships were positively impacted because of it. So we want to continue to thank you so much for your support of the ministry, what we do, how God is blessing us, and we just thank you. There's just no other words than thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for what you do in support of the Empowerment Place. On this evening, our conversation is be empowered. Be empowered. You might say, well, Apostle Val, pretty simple. Yeah, it is pretty simple. And it seems like something that may not warrant a conversation, but there's so many people who are not empowered. So many people who don't understand what it is that God wants for them, don't understand what God has done for them and is doing through them, and are not walking in power. So that's what we want to encourage you with on this evening. Be empowered. Huh, Father, thank you. We just honor you tonight, God. We glorify you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to release. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you as our chief teacher right now. We just ask that you would speak to me and through me, oh God, that lives would truly be empowered through this word. God, I honor you, I bless you, and I thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. We do have a few callers on the line tonight. If at any time you'd like to come into the conversation, please press 1 and we will bring you live. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read a scripture to you that comes from Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and it reads this way. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God blessed them and said to them, I like to be fruitful. I like to multiply. I like replenish the earth. Subdue it, yes. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every little thing that moveth upon the earth. What is dominion? My husband and I, Papa Gloria, and some others, gathered together on yesterday at Dominion Worship Center Worldwide. Is that right, babe? Worldwide Ministry in Crewe, Virginia, where we had an awesome time with the gathering Unmasking the Pain. We were excited about what God did there, but my husband brought to the attention of the people about the name of the place, Dominion Worship Center Worldwide. And he shared with them about understanding dominion. When you understand, because dominion says what, babe? Dominion says that you have some authority. Dominion says that you have the ability to speak some things. You can initiate law. According to the dictionary, dominion says supreme authority, having dominion over the natural world, sovereignty. Dominion self-governing nation. Dominion in law is absolute ownership. Now, if those are not empowerment, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. I don't know what is that we would consider everything that God has done, everything that God is doing, the capacity that God has given each of us to thrive in what he's called us to do, yet we still go about as though we have no God wants. I ask the question often of individuals that I encounter, do you know who you are? And most of them would want to answer me, yes, of course I do. And they'll give me their name. I'll say, do you know what you've been purposed to do in the earth? And they'll start to call out titles, and they'll start to call out positions, and they'll begin to call out work experience and things of that nature. But I say to them, is that what God has placed you in the earth to do? Is that what you've been called to? Is that it? And when I pose that question, I get blank stares back because nobody's ever posed that question to them to make them really think that there's a value in them greater than what's already been experienced, greater than what's already been communicated. They are unaware that they have power. They have great power, power and dominion and authority and a gift on the inside of them and the Holy Spirit to aid them in pursuing what it is that God has called them to. Amen. God bless each of you who have called in. If at any time you have a question or you want to chime in, please know we welcome it. Press one and we'll bring you live. And so we think about this. We think about everything that God has done. You know, I'm telling y'all this stuff, and I'm feeding off my husband and some of the things, some of the wisdom he's released this weekend. I bless God for it, because even today in introducing me, what was your phrase when you first started, babe? He'll cause you to go back and remember. He'll cause you to go back and remember some things. And if each of us took time to go back and remember some things that God has brought us through, remember some things that we have endured, remember some hardships and some struggle, remember some challenges. Come on. Remember a time when you ain't have two pennies to rub together, and now you got thousands and thousands in the bank. Remember the time that you lived in something not much more than a paper bag box, And plastic on the windows, and now you living in a big house. Come on, remembering. When your body could have been racked with pain, but God showed up and reminded you that he is your healer, that by his stripes we were healed. When you think back to how life might have been versus how life is right now, and then you end this moment with the expectation of the great things that God is going to do for you, how can you not be empowered? Yeah, I'm full tonight. Can I just share that with you all? I'm so excited because today, this weekend, my life has truly been empowered. And I made the statement today, not boasting in myself, but boasting in the God that I serve, that God has on our lives, my husband and I, a degree of momentum that's so exciting. Would you agree, babe? It's exciting to experience what God is doing and the pace by which God is moving and the things that he's releasing to us and through us. I'm excited tonight, and true to the motto for the empowerment place, once we've been empowered, we take the responsibility to empower others. So I take this opportunity, even right now, to just share with you all that God does not have a respect of persons. When you are doing what God said, I preached the message today about making choices. When you make the choice that you're going to put God first, when you make the choice, when you're going to die daily and put aside your desires and put aside your wants and put aside those things, your agenda, and you begin to focus on what God says and focus on what God wants and do it the way that he wants it done, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, God will truly open up windows, and pour out blessings into you that you know not, you don't even have room enough to receive. And because God does what he does so well, my brothers and sisters, oh my God, he does so much for us. How can we sit around and act like we don't have anything to be excited for? How can we sit around and act like we don't know what God is doing, what God is capable of, when he's done so much already? If it won't rain outside and I won't in the middle of somebody's parking lot right now, I probably could just take off and run in excitement for what God has done and what God is doing in our lives at this very moment. I tell the people in the Empowerment Place in our Seeking Truth conversation on Wednesdays how I am very aware that my name, our names, Benny and Valerie Burrell, our names are being mentioned in places that we know not of. Amen? But today, on this day, what's this third day of March 2019, God began to show himself, y'all. I'm telling you. He began to show himself in ways that people I know not of know my name. People that we know not of are seeking out on this day, according to God's plan for our lives. When we understand this, y'all, when we understand that God has given us dominion and he's given us power and he's given us authority. Oh, he's given us. I said this. God gives us the power to get wealth. He gives us the power to do that. We know that the word tells us that the love of money is the root of all evil, but money answers many things. We know that we need finances in order to get work done. And when you do things God's way, finances will come. All I did was give God a yes this weekend. Can I say? I gave God a yes this weekend. When it comes to finances, he blew our minds. Did he not, baby? He blew our minds. He knew that there was a need, a specific need. And what did he do? He met the need. He exceeded the need. I didn't have to go begging and asking anybody for anything. I didn't have to plead my case. I just changed my prayer. I told my sister, Prophet Nina, when we were leaving Petersburg today, I said, this is what I changed. I changed my conversation with God concerning the need. I became more specific with the prayer. I made sure that it had intent to fulfill the task, the assignment that God has given me and given my husband and I as one. I changed my language and conversation such that now, am I surprised with the manifestation? I'll be honest. Sometimes I'll be like, wow, God. But I'm not surprised because I know the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avail much. And I know that the time that I spend in his presence, and I understand that I am the righteousness of God. I understand that I am his daughter. My husband is his son. I understand these things. And when I can operate in that and flow in that and express my gratitude to God in those things, he takes care of his children. The word says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Oh, my God, my brothers and sisters, this is something that we've got to be excited about, and this is something that we must know that we have been given power. We are empowered, and so I'm encouraging you this evening. If you've been second-guessing where you are, if you've been feeling out of sorts, not knowing which way to turn, not knowing if you're in the right flow, not, you know, all these things that we feel and we experience and we're not sure. Let me encourage you right now, my brothers and sisters, to be empowered, to take the word of God. If you're not a student of the word, take time to be a student of the word. The word of God says to study to show yourself approved, a workman who need not be ashamed, so that you're able to rightly divide the word, so that you're able to rightly understand what it is that the Spirit of God is saying and revealing in his word. If you're not one who lays before the Lord in prayer, seeking his face daily, can I encourage you this evening to spend time in his presence? Things only come through fasting and prayer. If you're not fasting and if you're not praying, can I suggest to you, my brother and sister, that you be empowered through prayer, that you be empowered through fasting, that you be empowered through studying the word of God. And let me encourage you also, make sure you fellowship in with the right folk. Because sometimes the people we hang around, we begin to act like them and begin to say what they say and act like they act. The old adage is birds of the feather flock together. If you're flying, hanging around chickens, yet you desire to soar like an eagle, sometimes you just got to cut some folks off, because they could be the very reason that you're not operating in the fullness of what God has called you to. They may be the reason that you feel like, it's not working for me. I'm not empowered. I'm just making it. I'm struggling. I'm this. I'm that. Maybe you need to cut some folk off, because the word of God tells us he gave us power. He gave us dominion. He gave us dominion over the birds and the fishes and everything. He gave us dominion. He gave us power. He gave us the ability to enact law, work for our benefit in his kingdom. My brothers and sisters, you are already empowered, but I need you to be that. I need you to be what it is that you are. You know, people say, don't talk about it, be about it. That's what the Holy Spirit wants from us. He doesn't want us to just talk about it. He wants us to be about it. Be about everything that God has called you to. Be about everything that he's purposed that you fulfill in the earth. Fulfilling the mandate that's on your lives. He wants you to be about it. And in being about it, you're going to be empowered. They go hand in hand. When I'm fulfilling God's purpose, what I'm doing, what God wants me to do, I am empowered. I am strengthened. I get joy unspeakable. I get peace that passes all understanding. That's what happens when you realize who God is in your life and what he's doing for you and through you, what the Holy Spirit is doing. My sisters and brothers, power. It's time to be about it. We thank God. We thank God that we have several callers on the line. Again, if you have something to share, please press 1. Praise God. Press 1 and we'll bring you live. Amen. God is so faithful. He is so good to us. And I see so many people who walking around with their head down, walking around with a sad countenance. And these are people who are saved. These are people who are sanctified. These are people who say they have a relationship with God. Then come on, my sisters, my brothers, lift up your head. Lift up your head. Allow people to know that there is a God, that you are truly a living epistle, and that when people read you because of that, because of the relationship that you claim, allow them to see it. Can you allow them to see it? Babe, you have anything you want to add? Oh, God. I know I just, I'm excited, y'all. I've been empowered. This has been an empowering weekend for me. It has been. God has been so good. So I had to be obedient. Daddy said, go on the line and encourage your brothers and sisters tonight. Let them, remind them that they have power on the inside of them. you've got power that resides on the inside of you. Questions about this and questions about that. And Holy Spirit said, tap in. I got answers for you. Incline your ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. I got answers for you. It's already there. I just need you to know it. Exercise what's already there. And watch what I'll do for you. Ah. Okay. I've calmed down now and broke out in a sweat. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Thank you, baby. Some comments, if anybody wants to just chime in a little bit, somebody who is empowered, that you ready to be about it. You know it. Now you're ready to be it. You ready to exercise it. You ready to walk in it. You got a couple minutes. You can come loud. We can bring you in and let you chime in because I'm excited. But if not, amen. We'll close out for the night. Praise God. Woo! My God, my God. My God, my God, my God. God is so good. He is so, so good. And I can't help but give him praise. Again, as I shared, here at the Empowerment Place, our motto is once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. And that's what I pray I've been able to do this evening, to remind each of you that there's a gift that dwells on the inside of you. There's a purpose for your life. God has not made a mistake. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're feeling, what you're facing. Nothing is too hard for God. It just means that you've got to make some choices. Woo! You got to make some choices. And in this hour, God wants you to choose him. Choose to do what it is he's called you to do the way he's called you to do it. This is not a time for us to be wishy-washy. This is not a time for us to be trying to make alternatives to what God has spoken. It's time for us to do it his way. And if we do it, he'll bless us. My, will he bless us? He'll bless us. He'll provide for us. He'll do that exceedingly abundantly. More. When we be empowered, knowing who he is and what he's done for us. Oh, God. We invite you to send in prayer requests as we have intercessory prayer each Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5 a.m. We have some anointed intercessors who will intercede on your behalf. Believe God with you for that need in your life. You can send your prayer requests to me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, B-U-R-R-E-L-L, or you can email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or find my husband, Benny M. Burrell, on Facebook. You can be Empowerment Place LLC to also send in questions, prayer requests. If you need counsel, you can set up a counseling session there as well. But we're here to empower you. We're here to encourage you and aid you in being all that God has called you to be. Until next time, know that we love you. We love you. We love you. And we thank God for each and every one of our listeners. Thank you for your prayers and your support. God loves you most. Until next week, we say God bless and good night.